Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 15th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about becoming burnout proof, thriving, not just surviving. Here's something that'll blow your mind. Chronic burnout actually shrinks parts of your brain. The science behind this is absolutely wild, and it's changing everything we thought we knew about workplace stress.
Well, that's a terrifying way to start this conversation. You're talking about actual physical changes to our brain structure?
That's exactly right. The research shows that when we're chronically stressed, our bodies pump out excessive cortisol that literally damages the prefrontal cortex. You know, the part responsible for decision-making and emotional control.
And I've heard the World Health Organization recently classified burnout as an official workplace phenomenon. What made them finally take this step?
Well, it comes down to the overwhelming evidence. Studies show that about 76% of workers experience burnout at some point, while 55% of students experience it. Keeping those numbers in mind, here's what's fascinating. It's not just feeling tired. The brain actually starts operating differently.
That reminds me of something I heard from a software engineer recently. He said he didn't even realize he was burning out until he completely stopped caring about his work.
You know what's really interesting about that? It perfectly illustrates the key difference between stress and burnout. With stress, you're still engaged, maybe even hyperactive. But with burnout, well, it's like your brain hits an emergency shutdown.
So how can people tell the difference between regular stress and actual burnout?
Here's the key distinction. Stress typically involves over-engagement and urgency, while burnout shows up as emotional numbness and detachment. Like, with stress, you're anxious about everything, but with burnout, you just can't bring yourself to care anymore.
That's exactly what we're seeing with college students, too. Especially that phenomenon called senioritis.
Right. And here's what's fascinating about that. Research shows that prolonged academic stress can reduce the hippocampus size by up to 20%. We're talking about the part of your brain crucial for learning and memory.
Well, that certainly explains why pushing through burnout just makes everything worse.
And you know what's really counterintuitive? Studies show that people who take regular breaks and prioritize self-care actually accomplish more than those who try to power through. Like, significantly more. We're talking about a 20 to 30% increase in productivity.
Oh, that's interesting. So what does the research say about recovery? Can these brain changes be reversed?
So here's the good news. Our brains have this amazing ability to bounce back. Studies show that implementing something as simple as the Pomodoro technique can help regulate cortisol levels within just a few weeks.
And I've heard spending time in nature can make a huge difference too.
Exactly right. Just 20 minutes in nature can reduce cortisol levels by up to 21%. But here's the really cool part. Regular exposure to natural environments actually helps repair those neural pathways that burnout has damaged.
That really challenges our hustle culture mentality, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. And get this, companies that have implemented mandatory break periods and strict email boundaries have seen employee turnover drop by up to 40%. The data is pretty clear. Pushing people to their limits actually costs more in the long run.
So what would you say are the most crucial steps for someone who's recognizing these burnout symptoms?
Well, the research points to three key interventions that show the most promising results. First, you need to immediately reduce exposure to whatever's causing the burnout. Second, establish strict boundaries, like actually turning off work notifications after hours. And third, actively engage in activities that promote positive neuroplasticity.
That makes so much sense when you consider the brain chemistry involved.
And here's what I find most encouraging about all this. Understanding the neuroscience helps people take it more seriously. When you realize you're not just feeling tired, but actually changing your brain chemistry, it becomes easier to prioritize recovery.
Well, This has certainly changed how I think about academic and workplace stress.
You know what's really going to shape the future of this conversation? The growing body of research showing that companies with strong anti-burnout policies actually outperform their competitors by significant margins. It's not just about employee and student well-being anymore. It's about sustainable success. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend, and don't forget to subscribe for more science-backed strategies on well-being. Until next time, happy studying.